Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Today is a very special day as we get closer and closer to the end of our fiscal year. We're asking people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. And when you do, available to you a copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation. It is a gripping book, a book that you will want to have for your library. Well, this is a special day, as I began saying. It is the one-year anniversary of my allogenic stem cell transplant. In other words, today, there's a sense in which I am now medically considered to be 1 year old. And this morning, my wife, Kathy, gave me an icon of Abba Sissos. Abba Sissos, of course, is that great ascetic, and the icon portrays him standing before the tomb of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, the great king of the Greeks. He was once covered in glory. And in this icon, Sissos mourns the vicissitudes of time and the transience of glory. And speaking in a very humble way, Saint Sissos reminds us that it is a great thing to regard yourself as inferior to everyone else. And that leads to the acquisition of humility, that he who knowingly possesses humility fulfills the whole of Scripture. And what is that medium towards humility? It is a recognition that the sands of time demonstrate that each of us will disintegrate into dust and ashes. Kathy, my wife, reminded me of the last wishes of Alexander the Great. And so this morning, I meditated on the fact that on his deathbed, Alexander summoned his army generals and told them his three ultimate wishes. What were they? Well, first, that the best doctors in the then-known world would carry his coffin. Secondly, that the wealth he had accumulated, the gold, the money, the precious stones, should be scattered along the procession to the cemetery. And third, that his hands should be let loose so they hung outside the coffin for everyone to see. One of the generals allegedly was surprised by these unusual requests, and he asked Alexander to explain. And here is what Alexander the Great had to say. "I want the best doctors to carry my coffin to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors in the world have no power to heal. Secondly," he said, "I want the road to be covered with my treasure so that everybody sees that material wealth acquired on earth will stay on earth. And third, I want my hands to swing in the wind so that people understand that we come to this world empty-handed. And we leave this world empty-handed after the most precious treasure of all has been exhausted. And that treasure? Well, that treasure is time. We do not take to our grave any material wealth. Time is the most precious treasure because it is limited. We can produce more wealth, but we cannot produce more time. Well, that reminder this morning, that meditation on the life of Alexander the Great, once again imbues me with a sense of using my time for God's glory, for the extension of His kingdom, through the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. The verse that was foremost in my mind 1 year ago, as I lay upon my hospital bed awaiting the transplant, was John 3:30. The verse that says, "He must increase." This, of course, is John the Baptist speaking. "He must increase, but I must decrease." And not only are John's words an expression of humility, but they're a renunciation of all earthly glory and reputation for the sake of Christ and for the sake of the kingdom of Christ. John's words are likewise an expression of the end of something old and the beginning of something new, the end of the old covenant and the beginning of a brand new covenant, a covenant abounding with the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a covenant that is better than the old covenant because the blood of Jesus Christ is better than the blood of bulls and goats. Well, these thoughts and many others were churning through my mind as I lay in my hospital bed, surrounded by my family. We were all waiting in anticipation for a bag of stem cells to be delivered to my room. Stem cells extracted from the blood of one of my sons. A great transplant was about to unfold. His blood was about to be infused into my veins. And my blood, my immune system, were about to die. The goal was for his blood to completely replace my blood. A war within was about to ensue, and that is precisely what happened. Today, 1 year later, I have a completely different blood and immune system than the one I was born with. All of this an apt metaphor for the Eucharist. I received another's blood so that I could add a few more years to my mortal existence. But it's also a reminder that there is a blood infusion that grants us life, that is life to the full in the present and immortality in the life to come. For within the Eucharistic assembly, within the church, divine life flows into us. Divine life penetrates the fabric of our humanity. The future life is infused into the present one. It's blended with it so that our fallen humanity may be transformed into the glorious humanity of the new Adam, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As such, Ignatius rightly christened the Eucharist our medicine of immortality and the antidote against death, enabling us to live forever in Jesus Christ. All of those thoughts a year ago, coursing through my mind, a reality that I experience today because on the basis of a transplant. I have been granted more years. And I wanted to use this as an occasion to remind you of the precious nature of time, of the fact that you and I have been granted time, not simply to mark years, but to make a difference for eternity, a difference through the lives of people, Christ's precious bride that he will carry over the threshold of Jerusalem into a time and space in which we will rule and reign with Christ throughout eternity. We'll be part of the transformation of culture through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. I have much more to say about this matter when we come back from the break, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohanan is one of those people. Never Give Up is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation by K.P. Yohanan, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a few moments. Of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohanan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I am reminiscing today about the fact that I'm 1 year old. Actually, I'm going to be 70 next month, but I'm 1 year old in the sense that I have received a brand new blood system, a brand new immune system, courtesy of my son, Paul Stephen. And to the extent that any of my blood or immune system would continue to be part of my anatomy, I would no longer be on this earth. So I had to decrease, he had to increase, which is precisely what John the Baptist said about Jesus Christ. He must increase, I must decrease. And I think this is an apt metaphor for all of our lives. Christ must become the totality of who we are. And that's why the Apostle Paul so famously said, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So at any rate, I am still here. It is a dear brother in Christ named Timothy on the Bible Answer Man broadcast recently noted Ravi Zacharias, R.C. Sproul, and a host of others, including the founder of the Christian Research Institute, Dr. Walter Martin, are now in glory with the church triumphant. They're enjoying eternal glory and joy in union with God in Christ. But you and I are still here. And therefore, this is a wonderful time to consider or reconsider the temporal nature of life. I alluded in the first segment of this broadcast to Alexander the Great, who lived only 33 years. And he reminds all of us that the precious commodity that God has given us is time. Time to make a difference in our generation. James, the relative of our Lord, James the Just, warned about boasting about tomorrow. He said, now listen, you who say tomorrow, or today for that matter, we're going to go into this city or that city, we're going to spend a year here or there, we're going to carry on business, we're going to make money. And then James says, why, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and we will do this and we will do that. Last night, in the middle of the night, I was reading the farewell words of Mattathias to his sons in 1 Maccabees. This is a profound passage that you find in the Septuagint. When the time came for Mattathias to die, he said to his sons, arrogance and scorn have now grown strong. It is time to recognize that we live in disaster and violent wrath. And therefore, my children, be zealous for the law and give your lives for the covenant of our ancestors. What he was saying then applies to our time as well. We live in a time of turmoil and violent wrath. And Mattathias said, remember the deeds that our ancestors did in their times, and you shall win great honor and an everlasting name. And then, in a beautiful way, he recalls the history of Israel. Its great patriarchs, like Abraham, found faithful in trial. And therefore, it was credited to him as righteousness. And Joseph, remember Joseph, when in distress, he kept the commandment, and he was elevated to become master of Egypt. And Phinehas, his burning zeal caused him to receive the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. And Joshua, who executed his commission, and he became a judge in Israel. And Caleb, who bore witness before the assembly and received an inheritance in the land. And Elijah, remember Elijah, his burning zeal for the law? He was taken up to heaven in a very unusual way. And then the three who for their faith were saved from the fire. And Daniel, who for his innocence was delivered from the mouths of lions. And so said Mattathias, consider this from generation to generation, that none who hope in heaven shall fail in strength. Do not fear the words of sinners, for their glory ends in corruption and worms. Today exalted, tomorrow not to be found. They have returned to dust, their schemes have perished. And so on his deathbed, Mattathias said to his children, be courageous and strong in keeping the law, for by it you shall be honored. This shows that while we're here, we need to realize the temporal nature, the brevity of our lives, and the reality of our own mortality. We must live for the glory of God, because what we do now counts for all eternity. And of course, the sons of Mattathias took to heart what their father had said on his deathbed. And so you have Judas Maccabeus, a great warrior who was not willing to allow the forces of evil to perpetrate the culture of the Hebrews in such a way that they would become Hellenized, that they would forget the God of their fathers. When Antiochus desecrated the temple, Judas Maccabeus rose up and with a small army, by comparison, was able to defeat the Old Testament Antichrist. And of course, we still celebrate that today, vicariously through the Jews, during the time of Hanukkah, a celebration, a festival that Jesus remembered as well, as we see in the New Testament. We remember freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus. And we also get a glimpse of a coming kingdom, a king who would be birthed into this world, who would transform it. And you and I have taken on the name of that king. We are called Christians. We are called followers of Christ. And the beautiful reality of it all is that you and I have been called to be co-consummators of the kingdom which Christ came to inaugurate in this world. And so you and I have been commissioned to go out into all the world to make disciples, to baptize them, to enlighten them, as it were, into the church, wherein which we receive graces that transform us. This is one of the stories told by K.P. Yohanan in Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, a man who was responsible in our generation for raising up one of the great mission organizations of our time, but then 17 years ago realized that a mission organization was incomplete unless that mission organization was rooted in the church. And so this man, a broken man impacting our generation, has now raised up, by the grace of God, some 12,000 churches. People are birthed into those churches, and then they're equipped in those churches, and then they go out to impact their world. All of this, a reminder that that is what you and I are called to do, impact our world? Well, over the last 24 hours, all of these thoughts have flooded my mind, and I wanted to share them with you on this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and remind you as well that you can be a co-laborer in Christ with the Christian Research Institute by giving in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. And when you do, I want to send you this book, Never Give Up. The story is intoxicating. It will impassion you to make a difference. You can also receive the book by writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation by K.P. Yohannan. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohannan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.